Ottabenga, the pygmy in the zoo.
Answers with Ken Ham, a well-known creation evangelist from Australia. Our website, Ken, recently featured an article about a pygmy in a zoo. What's the story there?
It's actually a sad fact of American history. About 100 years ago, an African explorer brought a pygmy named Ottabenga to America, and he was sent to the Bronx Zoo and put on display in the monkey house. Records indicate that the zoo director saw no difference between, quote, wild beast and little black man, unquote. Evidence shows that both the zoo director and the explorer had been influenced by Darwinian evolution, that humankind could be divided into different races, and Ottabenga was one of the lowest races. In the pygmy's cage, the zoo officials also placed an orangutan. Thousands of Americans came to the zoo to see this bizarre exhibit, and there's no doubt that many people believe that this pygmy was closely related to the orangutan. One account about Ottabenga stated that he, quote, was not much taller than the orangutan, the heads were much alike, and both grin in the same way when pleased, end of quote. This racism was just another shocking example of the evil fruits of evolution. But it wouldn't have occurred had people believed the truth of God's word that all humans are of one race.
The Bible has much to teach us about racism, as well as the origins of the different people groups. It's a fascinating topic, and one that Ken deals with in his booklet on the origin of races. The booklet's free through AnswersRadio.com.